Let's whip it, baby. Let's whip it right. Let's whip it, baby. Whip it all night. Let it whip all night. Come on, let it whip. Oh, whip. Let it whip. What is up, y'all? What's up with you? What's up with you? Once again, it's back with Big Bank Kate. With Big Bank Kate, hustling fundamentals. What's up with you, girl? Yeah, what's up with you, girl, y'all? Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. If it's early, if it's late, you know, because, you know, we got Pacific time. Got Eastern time, Central time. What else? All that, you know. Anyways, hello everyone. Hello, how you doing? How you doing, guys? But like, how you doing, y'all? Hey, what's up? What's up? How y'all doing on this holiday? But don't be trying to get on me because the way I'm breathing right now, because I ain't stuffed with no stuffing and all that, no dressing and all that. Like, I ain't, watch this side, like, gluttony. But I ain't glut, you know what I'm talking about? I glut, but I ain't glut. Nah, for real, though. But I've been drinking water. I got my water bottle beside me. So that's what I've been doing, you know. But, yeah, so what y'all been doing? Like, what y'all doing on this Thanksgiving holiday? What y'all been doing? Well, what y'all about to do? But, yeah, like, since my birthday coming up, I just thought of something this month, 29th. Anyway, what y'all favorite alcohol drink? Like, y'all could tell me, like, email it to me. You know, what's up, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, get it to me, and I tell y'all how it tastes. You know, I ain't no alcoholic. I'm a person that drink a lot, but now I can function real. Yeah, I can function. I know y'all y'all done heard, but I can function. Let me listen to what I had said back then about when I was drinking and driving today. But I ain't getting no DUI, okay? Me trying to judge based on what I said back in the past. Don't do that to me, okay? I'm straight. I'm straight OG, like, for real. I can handle my liquor. But, yeah, since we on Thanksgiving, if y'all ate them, what I call DJ Mustard assholes and stuff, if y'all ate that, a.k.a. chitlins, here's a little, like, technique I be doing. I be brushing my teeth. Y'all trying to get rid of that smell in y'all mouth. So I be brushing my teeth, you know, brush your teeth, Colgate. I think I told y'all that, but if I didn't anyway. Brush your teeth, Colgate, Crest, all that. I use Colgate I don't use the paste. I use gel. So get you some of that toothpaste. Now they brush it on real good. I mean, brush it real, real hard. I brush all in the back. I try to brush air teeth. What? Air tooth. Teeth, because that's plural. But anyway, air tooth. I try to brush air tooth, right? And then you brush air tooth. Do not, you spit. But do not gargle your mouth with water. Don't do that yet, okay? Then you get some peroxide. I think I told y'all this. Maybe. Anyway, I'm going to tell y'all again, because I know y'all breath shook. Yeah. I know if y'all going to work or something like that, don't be doing all in folks' breath. All in folks' face, and your breath ain't scary. But anyway, brush your teeth. Rinse your mouth out with water. And get the peroxide, no gargle, for 30 seconds to a minute. And then, what you gonna do? Then do not, because I'm trying to tell you how I be doing it, because I try to get my mama them to do it, but every time I be burning and all that. But anyway, because after you do that, then you do not spit. After you gargle with the peroxide, do not spit. You do spit after you do the peroxide. And then, so you got the toothpaste, then you gargle with water, then you got the peroxide, you gargle for 30 seconds to a minute, then you spit. Do not rinse your mouth out with water. Keep, don't have the suds from the peroxide, but do not gargle with water. And then get the Listerine, whatever kind you use, whatever you choose, pick your poison. Then you gargle 30 seconds to a minute, and then you spit it out, and then you, then you rinse your mouth out with water. That's when you do that. All right. So don't be, you can talk about it's burning and all that, but, that's getting the germs out. And plus, to make your teeth white, that peroxide. Make your teeth white. Because you can use that. I use baking soda, peroxide baking soda. Let me see. I think it's them two. But anyway, I use them besides toothpaste and all that. But just keep my teeth white. But back then, this November, back in October, last month or September 1, anyway, when I had the root canals and stuff, I had to be done. And then I had to get my bottom two, the molars. The molars is a big old tooth that keep the spit in your mouth. I ain't know that. Until my dentist told me, because he's like, them the ones that, that you have to do everything with. And I ain't got them in my teeth no more. In my mouth no more. I ain't got them at all, so. Yeah, so when I'm talking about the cane and all that, I ain't have nothing, I wasn't able to eat. Like Kanye said, boo for breakfast and insha for dessert. That's exactly what I was doing. I actually had it. But I wasn't doing it that way because I was hungry. So when I got hungry, most of the time I just went to sleep. Because I was getting mad because I couldn't eat. Yeah. But, not you can't. But it's just because you can't eat as in you can't eat what you want. You can't not eat what you want, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't really chomp down on it. You have to, take your time and, get it in there. But at the same time, you want to get in the hole because you're going to have to make another trip to the dentist because they're going to have to clean it out. I'm like, I'm going to be going all the way down. I'll be I'd rather have my food grinded up. But now, I ain't had time for that. That was bad. That was bad for me. That was so bad, you know what I'm saying? But on the other hand, I'm trying to remember. Because I don't be listening to my podcast all the time. I don't be listening to the last ones. I know I talked about the stalking and all that. I talked about my mama's amputation and all that, how sometimes I don't be able to do the podcast on time. You know, then I talk about me taking my nephew back and forth to, I finna say work, back and forth to school. And, but yeah, I'm like, I don't be remember what I be saying because I don't always listen back to it. I just go from the next day, like my next topic. Because today's topic is just like having fun, you know. Because next time, but it's week, like I'm just going to like, you know, keep pushing, like keep going, giving y'all stuff, like, you know. It's about grinding, you know. But let me see. Trying to remember because I don't want to go too deep into it and just give y'all an intro of what's going on. But one day I'm going to give y'all like a reveal of who I am. Like, you know, the physical, you know, physical appearance. So y'all see who I am behind the screen, behind the mic. So y'all won't have to, oh, like, what? Who is she? What is she? Like, you know, because, you know, so y'all get a glimpse of like who I am, you know, non-stop. Nah, for real, you know. So y'all know who's behind the mic, you know. So you get a idea and picture, an image, a visual of who Caitlin is, you know. So you can get the idea of who this girl is, who you're listening to, you know. But anyways, because since we're talking about, since it's the holiday, Thanksgiving, y'all know the, what's the, the theory, that's a theory, because anyway, y'all know, well, it's not a theory, because it's real, because, you know, back in slavery times and all that, like, it's been happening since then with Pharaoh and all that. Y'all really want to get into it, like, get down into it, like, get down to how I really think, because I'm not that black girl, that angry black female. You know, I'm not that girl. I'm not Helen. I'm not Helen. I'm not Madea, you know. I'm not that. Like, I really, like, study. I really research my stuff. I got books. I really want to be a bookshelf because I got a lot of books. Because, you know, I really read. I like get into it. Because, you know, like, if you want to give me, like, a good birthday gift or whatever, or just, like, hook me up, excuse me, with a good book, make sure it's something about learning the religions or something like that. Learning the mind, like hypnosis and stuff like that. I love stuff like that. I don't like those. I love nonfiction books, you know. But in, when I was growing up, I used to just listen to, I used to read fictional books so I can go ahead and pass my test. That's why I only did that, because I ain't never, like, I challenged myself. I only did it enough just to get through, you know, because I ain't really like school. Like, I hated school. I just started, like, getting there because, you know, it's just like, you know, I told my mama one day, I said, I'm just going to school so you won't have to go to jail, like, so you won't, you know, because I ain't your child. I said, I'm the government child. I said, as soon as you sign the Social Security, the back of the Social Security card, I'm not your child no more. I said, you gave me up to the government. I said, I ain't your child no more. But back to, screw me, to the Thanksgiving and all that. You know, the pilgrims and all that. Don't call them Native Americans, Indians and all that, indigenous people, because every black person, and I'm going to explain black what black mean, because I don't think y'all understand Kyrie and Kanye about Hebrew and all that. Anyway, every black person has indigenous race in them. Get what I'm saying? Because Christopher Columbus, excuse me, all his ancestors and all them, I ain't going to get down into it, like, what's real, what ain't, because I don't feel like getting down into that, because, you know, we just getting down into how I think, right, and what's real and what ain't. about Thanksgiving, not in real life or the world. You know, we just getting down into Thanksgiving. All right. But let me be clear on this. Like, don't think that, oh, I'll just go to school, like, I'll be a dropout or something. I kind of will be a dropout because I ain't, like, school didn't give me what I needed. I was just going. You know, I was just going, like, I was that child. Like, I was a child that was advanced, you know. I always was like that, like, at home. I was a child that not needed more attention or something like that. I was the child that I was opposite of the child. Like, if you try to punish me or something, I ain't finna just act out of like, oh, I need, nah, I'm finna go read. I'm finna go try to elevate my skills. I'm finna go do all the other stuff. I'm not finna just go and like, I'm not gonna be mad. I'll probably be mad for like 5-10 minutes. Excuse me, it ain't gonna be that long. You know, I could be to calm down by now. And by then, as I'm calming down, I'm be reading. I'm be learning how your mind think. You know, every time you punish me, I'm gonna be learning about you. You know, Sun Tzu. What's that book I got? Sun Tzu. I don't think I'm pronouncing that man's name right. But it's all about, oh, Art of War. Sun Tzu, Art of War. Because it teach you about how to deal with somebody's mind. Like if they try to manipulate you, if they try to strategize against you, if they're your opponent, if they're your enemy, if they're your friend and they want to be an enemy, or if they turn against you or something like that, you always have to be on your toes with them. You know, it's just about learning how to fight against people. Like I was talking about with Kyrie and Kanye. You seen how Kanye, he got out of his contract, but he's still getting paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to know what you're doing. And back to Thanksgiving, like with the pilgrims and stuff, the indigenous people helped them, indigenous people look like they had the short end of the stick, but at the same time, they just didn't have the money. So think about what they would do if they had the money. You know what I'm saying? They had the land, they had the food, they had the mentality of what to do. All they needed was the money. The pilgrims had the money, but they didn't have the skills of what the indigenous people had. And this is what's going on in the world today. It's like with Christopher Columbus. He came over, you know, he he ripped the people off that was on the land, indigenous people, of course, and said, I'm going to give you this and that. We're going to trade, you know. And that's just like what's going on today about with people that's, you know, with the white man. Really, the white man is the government. I keep saying the white man because, you know, they the ones that in control because they got the money and the power. But we had the first black people, you know. Black people are really Hebrews. Because I don't know what you be saying. Oh, Jew, the Jewish means like the opposite. Ish, like why you, ish. Like don't you hear ish? Like, oh, like ish. It's opposite of something. Trying to think of something. I was going to say dish, but no. That's too, like, underlevel. But think about it. When you say Jew-ish, isn't that, like, when you hear the word ish, like, you itch. Like, no. Not even funny. But when you think about the word, it meaning like you're going against, going away. Like, I'm trying to think of how we think, how we talk in English class, you know, like language and stuff. Well, really English, because they teach you how to talk and all that. But anyway, they teach you the skills of, what is it called? It's not enunciation, It kind of is enunciation, whatever. Like I'm doing now, trying to enunciate my words. But anyway, it's just teaching you how to talk. And language is, you know, language arts, you know, the language. What is it talking about? But same way with, I lost track of what I was saying. And I'm trying to, like, put everything in perspective of how I'm thinking so y'all can understand the world we live in and how, you know, how put together. I know I'm, like, all over the place because just I'm trying to, like, take everything around and then, like, come back to everything so it can make sense. But just like how, because you think about it, so this is something I'm just trying to think. I've been thought about it, but I never put the idea out there. But when I was in, you know, back, like, I was younger, I used to go to church, screw with my family. I hated church. Hated church. Because the way I used to think, I didn't think the way my family was raising me on. I didn't think the way they was teaching me, or the way my church was trying to teach me. Because I was the only child that was in the children's book, you know, the Bible, and I was with the adults' Bible, right? And I used to read with them. I used to have my own speech for the children's side. I used to have the one for the adult side. Since you had to have both, because we used to go up and talk and speak and on, you know, and do how, you know, have our speech and, you know. And I used to ask, like, my grandma. I was like, grandma, why Jesus white? You know, she would look at me and she used to tell my mama, you know, she would tell her that first she told her that I would have to, that since I was at that age when I got older, she was going to have to let me go on and go, you know, since I had the mindset at the age to don't try to stop me going and let me go. You know, don't try to hold me back or nothing like that, you know, to let me think the way I want to think. Don't try to, I'm trying to put it in a way where I can't remember exactly what she said, but she was just telling me that was going to be something. That was what she was saying. That was going to be something, but not, I apologize for that. I was getting interruptions. But anyway, you know, she was telling my grandma that she was going to have to go on and let me explore, be who I am. And, you know, like, I can't. She don't let me be. Well, you know, like, let me explore. Don't let me, don't try to hold me back. You know, let me go on and go. And that's what I did. Like, my mind, I started exploring on my own. You know how, I didn't mean to say the analogy like that, but I had told my mama that when I used to be young and stuff, when I was exploring and researching and doing all that, I had to, have my research papers and stuff, the stuff I was researching and all that, my evidence and all that, in case somebody wanted to challenge me on it. I was hiding it as, like, I was a slave or something, you know, because our ancestors couldn't read, not as if they wasn't able to. They couldn't read, meaning they would get caught if they was caught reading, you know, they had punishments, consequences and stuff. That's how I felt, because one day my mama, you know, I think it was a weekend, like a Friday or something, she told me she wanted to go to church. So I was about like, I think I was 18 or something. And she told me, and you know, I'm talking and listening. I'm on my phone, matter of fact. So I'm sitting up there like, I ain't saying nothing, I ain't talking, I ain't making no body adjustments or nothing, you know, nothing. Like, and so she, you know, she repeated it. So I said, I hear you. Then she said, well, why are you saying that? So I said, because I don't want to go. I said, I don't agree, but I don't want to, you know. I said, I could take you. I mean, you can go, you know, I don't want to go. Then she said, well, why? And then I said, because I just don't want to go. I said, And she like, I think church is good. And I said, So we got down to it. And my intention wasn't to make her cry, but she did. And I didn't, well, I'm just keeping it real. I had remorse, but because it's my mama. But I really didn't at the time because it's like I was enslaved. Because I wasn't able to, all them years from when I was a little girl to growing up, I wasn't able to have my own thoughts. And I wasn't having my own beliefs because I was forced with these beliefs that Christianity is this, Christianity is that, God is this, Jesus is this, Lord have mercy, hallelujah, you know, all in my ear. Like, if I said what I said, I feel like I'm going to be punished, consequences, you know, get beat down. You know, family gonna go against me and all that, which they do anyway, because they say I don't believe in God anyway. So I'm like, well, y'all, like, you know what I'm saying? Because if y'all feel like Jesus is this and that and the third, then y'all say y'all God's children, then y'all supposed to forgive me, because ain't that what Jesus say? You know what I'm talking about? And then speaking on top of that, we sitting up here talking about white folks, all God's children, and if God, we all God's children, right? And if white men treating us this way, they been having hate crimes, racism, and they two different things. Don't even try to get, they're two different things, man, two different things. Because you can hate someone for their race, their color, two different things, yeah, because it's, excuse me, because you have shades of color, right? Shades of color. You could be black, but you could be dark black. I'm trying to think. Anyway, dark black, brown, because those are like, when you think of a color wheel, you know, you can see they have different ones. If you look at how a color wheel look, those are shades of gray. Shades of gray. Look at me talking about them. Now, those are shades of colors. But if you have different, if you just have a color, think of like black, brown, then you have white. White don't have no shades. White is the only color that doesn't have shades. Why is that? So that means it's perfect. Why is that? White is the only color that doesn't have shades. Beige is not, no. Beige is beige. Beige is the color of, is a shade of what, like yellow? Possibly like the lightest brown or something. I don't know. But anyway. But since white people are all God's children, then they're in the eyes of God's children, then that means Jesus is Jesus. Jesus is white, right? So that means Jesus had Jesus had friends and stuff. He had friends and all that, he had cliques and all that, whatever. So they was going around bullying people, hating people. But You know what I'm saying? And then, so that means Jesus, he loved doing that stuff. So you say you white, you love doing that. You had, so that mean, when I say friends and groups and all that, had friends, so that mean he had KKK. But it's not the KKK. The white people just doing it at the time. So that's what you telling me. That's what Jesus did. So you saying Jesus this, Jesus that. Hallelujah, this. So that's what you telling me. That's what Jesus is about. I wouldn't want that. I don't know what Jesus or God you represent. I don't want that. Excuse me. That's what I'm talking about when I say I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Jesus. I believe in the Most High. Meaning, like, I am a black, you know, black woman. I am God. I am a God, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, like, oh, I ain't. No. That Jesus that's we taught in, church and all that, Christianity, you know, like, because if Jesus is so perfect, then why we got different religions? Because that's just only the surface. It's only a little scratch, like a little bump, a little speed, like whatever. Speed bump, like a little touch on it. And what we talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. I used to care what people thought about how I felt with religion. I don't care no more. I do not care. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care if you say I believe in a rock and that's a real religion. I don't care. I don't care no more. And then, since we own religion, because religion is a part of Thanksgiving. Yes, it is, yeah. Because you think about it, pilgrims and all that. Because it's all about thanks and giving. So, how come Jesus went to Pharaoh and told him to let my people go? So does that mean Pharaoh was white and Jesus was black, which he was Moses? So that means there are two different Moses. So I mean Moses, you know, Moses, black Moses. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe I'm just thinking, you know, you call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't care. I got my evidence. Like, you want to see it, I got it. Got a whole file and stuff with it. You know, I'm not finna just be talking for no. I got it. But with, excuse me. Then on top of that, like, if you want to say, excuse me, black people are the, maybe that's why they call us black, because we are the lowest of them all. Because we are the ones that enslaved ourselves. Yeah, we are. Yeah. No, because then you just, that stuff that's been happening lately, who been in the papers? Us. It's been us. Common sense now. Come on. Ain't it meaning it's you, it's us, man. Come on now. I said us. I ain't say like them. Like, it's us. Common sense ain't gonna tell you, oh, it's you, like, specifically, but it's you, like, it's your people, stupid. It's us. Always us. It's always us. Always us. It's like they say, oh, you the black ghetto female, angry black female. How is that possible? I can see the angry, but not black and ghetto. I can see you putting that label on me, the angry female, but not black. and ghetto. Let's break it down. Go step by step. Black. It's only a color. It's only an action. Excuse me. It's two. It's a noun. It's a verb. Do you understand? Are you calling me the noun or are you calling me the verb? When you call me the noun, you're telling me I'm the color. The color, you know, the color, like you see colors like, oh, are you color struck or are you colorblind? Get what I'm saying? I mean, I see colors. I see black. I don't see in between. I see gray. I see white. Get what I'm saying? But when you say black as a verb, you say the action word. When you say the action word of black, what do you see? You see a black person acting wild, acting foolish, acting ignorant. You know black, who you think of? Think of Rodney King. You think of Nat Turner. Think of what? Think of OJ. Think of who? I'm saying what as in what? Meaning what as meaning, because what is that as an object? Because that's what black is an object when you talk about the verb. Because it's a verb as in it's something that you could touch, you could feel, you could see. Something you can feel. I mean, something you can feel. You can feel rage. You can feel Nat Turner rage. You can feel Nat Turner's fear. That's blackness, right? When you talk about the noun, you can see color. You see afro. You see objects. You understand what I'm saying? Action word of black? Or do you want the object of black? Choose it. Pick it. Because I am not my color. You say you're not your ancestor, I say I'm not my color. Get it right. Excuse me. It's that fooger. But nah. Yeah, so what do you mean when you say angry ghetto black female? Because ghetto is a place. Just like in Russia. Really didn't happen in Russia. You know, but like in Russia, you know, and just look it up. I mean, it's real. Like, it's there. Like, I'm not finna just tell you nothing. Like, go research it. Even Adolf Hitler know who the real Jews are. He even said it himself. How can you not know who you are? Who you are is not black. Who you are is not ghetto. You are not angry. You are your name. You are the female, but you are your name first. You are not that social security card. You are not those numbers. They do not describe you. You are not who they say you are. Their college degree does not describe you. It's just a piece of paper. They could take that from away from you. That money does not make you. It is not you. That law degree does not make you. It is not you. That house, it does not make you. It's not you. That car, it is not you. It does not make you. You are who you are. Your ancestors are you. So why are you saying I'm not my ancestors? That is such a derogatory term to use, the phrase, I am not my ancestors. Who would say such a thing? They fought for us. Malcolm did, but yeah. We ain't gonna talk about that, but yeah. You wanna say something like that? I'm just talking. You said we're just having fun. Yeah, we're just having fun, yeah. Have fun on Thanksgiving, you know, entertaining y'all, because it's about education. You know. Because who want to be stop acting your color. Stop acting the object. You are not who they say you are. Another thing. When you go to school, don't you think you are a cult member? Do you not think that? You don't think that? I should say that all this time. I said, since we go to school, and we have to go to school every day from Monday through Friday, from a certain time, and we wear these uniforms, and we have some, you know, not all schools have rivalries, but, you know, some of them do. Aren't we cult members? Like, we have to do this, we have to do, you know, it's just a certain thing that we're doing. It's just certain things that we're doing that make us cult members. And we have to be there and be this certain student to make us look as if the school is great. As if we're getting an education. We're not getting an education. School is a daycare. School is just there to, we're money. Every person, every child is money. We're nothing. We're considered as nothing. I don't care what bracket, what money bracket you think you are, you're nothing. We're nothing. We're nothing. We're here. We're just here until death. We're nothing. You could say you're everything, you're something. When I say I'm everything, I say, yeah, I'm everything. Because, oh, you contradict, I don't care. I am, because when you think that you're, because when I say I'm everything, I'm saying is I have studied and learned the process of how the world works, and I have not enslaved my mind to understand. I have not known the Matrix. Just watch the movie Matrix. I think it's about 3 or 4 of them. I think it's 4 now because they have a modern one. But anyway, once you get out the Matrix, I think it's the blue pill or the red, one of them, I don't know which pill it is. But once you get out of the Matrix, then you are everything. But until then, you're nothing. Well, I'm something. I can be any. No. If you still believe Jesus is coming back for judgment, oh, my God. You're still nothing. You're still in the Matrix. You're still in the Matrix. If you still think Jesus, God, you still think that money makes you, your house, your car, like all that, the cars in the house, all that. Money, cars, house, religion. If you still think materialistic things make you, you're nothing. You're nothing. You are nothing. You're nothing. Nothing. Those things does not make you. It doesn't make you. It's plural. Anyway. When you understand the ways of life and how it works, not talking about street wise, not talking about book wise, I'm talking about the way things work in life of how, you know, oh, you're going to be something. Going to be everything. It's the way life is going to work. It's going to be powerful. You are going to be powerful. And your generation behind you is going to be powerful. Not much more is there to learn. If you still feel like materialistic things make you. Just let that sit in. Just let it sit in. Because you have people killing each other over money, over cars, over houses. Have people killing each other because they don't want them no more. And we got more serious issues going on. Next week, probably not next for years, we finna have something so, it's going to be so, going to be down to a point where you probably feel that you may not even know where your next meal coming from. Going to be catching water from rain. Or getting water from rain, you know. Getting water from rain. And as I think about it, I'm not even trying to be nasty. I'm not even trying to, when I say nasty, I'm not even trying to be, when I say nasty as in, not nasty like gross, like ew, that's nasty. Or I'm just saying nasty as in being cruel. I'm saying because maybe he was actually trying to do us a favor. I mean, yeah, I shouldn't have been killing, you know, but you think about it. What if it does come down to a point where we do have to be cannibalists? You know what I'm saying? I apologize for the victims because that's not my intention for being cruel or mean or anything. Because y'all lost your loved ones. Because he could have did it, you know what I'm saying? But this is a white man. Always them. Doing it to our people. That's what I'm talking about. All the time. Going to. All the time, all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. Going down to it. Because then I just talk about it before it came out. Then I talk about it. I didn't even know nothing about it. I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Because I already be researching everything. So I know probably, I ain't saying I know everything. I'm just saying I know enough to talk about almost anything. But how you going to get your next meal? Some George going to pay for the next meal. So you telling me you're going to resell those Jordans? We got them Jordans off $300, and you're going to sell them Jordans for $150. How much you lose? How much did you lose? Excuse me. How much you losing? Taking away from your household, especially if you got kids. How much you taking away? Because you think you trying to, you know, be like the Joneses and stuff. So you telling me you're going to go out there and hustle for your, you're going to go out there hustle for your stuff for the next meal? You got the weave in your hair, the nails. Got the new fade. Excuse me. Cause I don't know where y'all be. I don't know why y'all bothers be doing it. But anyway. So you really telling me honestly, like you telling me you're gonna be able to survive when it come. Your mindset right there. So you either you something or you nothing. Well, are you everything or you nothing? Have you escaped the matrix yet? Have you escaped? Are you still there? Because if you're still there, we can't talk. Just let me know. Because that's what I'm going to be talking about. This, not leaving this right here. I'm going to open your minds up. Because, well, if you don't want to be open-minded and not have those moments where, oh, that makes sense, or I ain't never thought about it like that. If you don't have those moments like that, then this ain't the podcast for you. Because we're going to talk. And I'm just doing this on this one because, you know, Thanksgiving, that you let your mind think about stuff before you go to sleep for the night. But on this one, this the new podcast I'm thinking about working on, we're going to be talking about stuff like this, you know. It's going to be on Empire's Hustle with Cookie. I'm just going to be talking about, you know, how I did today. You know, opening my eyes up. You know, helping you escape the matrix. It's on your own. You know, to each his own. Listen on your own. I'm not forcing you to do anything. I'm not trying to make you force a belief on you. Everything is on your own. It's on your own judgment. Listen the way you want to hear things on your own. You know, you can discuss it with me. Talk about it. You can call in. You can do. You know, I don't care. You know, cause I don't. It's not up to me. You know, I'm just having a discussion with myself to y'all about the way I think. But I will try to have the episode on Empire's Hustle with Cookie next Wednesday at 7. I try. But it's your girl Big Bang Kate with the episode this Thanksgiving, this holiday. I know it's late, but you know, I got to it. But I'm holla at y'all next. I don't know when I'm gonna do a next episode, but I hope y'all like this episode tonight, and make sure y'all shop on my website, dynamic-encryption.com. I got a lot of stuff on there. I got fragrances, winter fragrances. You know, keep the house smelling clean, you know, when you get ready on Saturday, cleaning up, making them kids clean up with them stanky rooms and stuff like that. You know, they can have them some for Christmas with a bracelet and everything like that, you know, talking about matching bracelets for the twins if you got some, triplets and all that. Oh. I can't believe I just said that. Ooh, y'all got twins, triplets, quadruplet. Nah, for real, though. Like, for real, you know what I'm talking about? But, yeah, make sure you shop with your girl, dynamic-encryption.com. Spelled the same way my business is, you know what I'm talking about? But enough to know that one. With your girl, Big Bank Kate, with Big Bank Kate's Hustle and Fundamentals. All right, I'm going to holla at y'all next episode. I don't know when it is, but keep looking out. All right, see y'all later. Do it.
Listen.
I ain't tell you sing it like that. Sing it, right? No, listen. Do it.
What? I know how to do it.
You do know how to do it. Sing it how we sing it the other day.
Listen.
I did not tell you sing it for like that.
What? What? Teach me then.
Listen.
It ain't gonna be no one.
See, because you got me doing it. Hold up, hold up. Hold up, hold up. Hold on, hold on. Listen. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Listen. Mm-hmm.
You got it. Look at you. Oh, do it again.
Listen. Mm-hmm.
Do it again. Okay, wait, wait. Okay, okay. I'm sorry. Come on. Listen.
Let's do the Christmas song.
I want to sing that Christmas song. Wait till Christmas, okay?
I don't want to lie.
I did what I just say. Come on now. Sing it. Sing it.
Listen. Mm-hmm.
See why you couldn't do that earlier?
I don't know.
Listen. Come on, do it together. Wait, hold up. One, two, three.
Listen. Mm-hmm.
There are. Come on.
Do it again.